Hi, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's donuts.
All right. Ooh. That was the Standells with their classic 1966 hit, Dirty Water, all about the Charles River and Boston Harbor in Boston, Massachusetts. That's from Nuggets, the fantastic collection of garage rock hits from the late 60s on playlist right now, which is a nice bonus. And before that, we heard my favorite Bostonian musician, Mr. Jonathan Richmond, with his band The Modern Lovers from his 1985 classic album, Rockin' and Romance, one of my favorite albums of all time. That was my favorite song by Jonathan Richmond, I'm Just Beginning to Live. Two excellent Boston songs, and my thoughts go out to Boston at this difficult time after the bombing at the Marathon earlier this week. What a awful thing to happen, but it seems like people are coming together and trying to get through it. And, you know, yeah, the Standells and Jonathan Richmond, great musicians. Standells from California, writing, singing about Boston, but the Ed Cobb was the producer on that, and he wrote that song. Also, he wrote Tainted Love, which was made famous by Soft Cell after it was originally recorded by Gloria Jones in the mid-60s. And she, I did a bit of research today, she was the partner of Mark Bolan for several years and was driving the car when he was killed. And because they weren't married, she didn't get any of his inheritance. None of that T-Rex money coming to Gloria Jones. Anyways, bit of a tangent. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's show, Mr. Rennie Wilson. We'll be giving him a call shortly, hopefully catching up with him in advance of his show on Tuesday at the Biltmore Cabaret with Movieland and Fake Tears. He recently put out an album on Mint Records, and I look forward to playing some of those tunes for you. Before that, we're going to hear a couple of other songs first, and then we'll get to Rennie. The Wild Ones are from California, I believe Santa Barbara. They were up here for the Fall Down Get Down Festival that La Ti Da Records put on in November. They are fun band, and we're going to hear the title track, the lead song from their new album, Dream On. This is the song Dream On, and after that, some of their Californian cousins, Warm Soda. Wild Ones, Warm Soda, here we go.
I'm sure you know it ain't me. Electric Owl Social Club, Crow's Nest, and CITR are promoting International Record Store Day. On April 20th, we are offering $5 tickets to a number of shows to promote you getting your butt into your local record store and supporting live music. Tickets will be available at Red Cat, Zulu, Neptune, and Dandelion Records in limited quantities. Shows include April 13th, The Dirt, The Grizzled Mighty, and This Is The Shoes. April 17th, Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars, Fox and the Law from Seattle, and Ruskin. And on April 18th, Chains of Love, Beach Day from Florida, and the Stolen Organ Family Band. Visit electricowl.ca for more information.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Hello? Hello?
All right. That was Rennie Wilson from his album Sugar Glider, which was his original band name. That was the title track, Sugar Glider. Very good. And before that, we heard Who Was I? Who is Mr. Rennie Wilson? Well, I can say for one, he's someone who has yet to answer his phone. So I'm trying to give him a call. Hasn't picked up yet. I'm sure we'll sort this out, and the interview will happen later in the hour. In the meantime, let's listen to one of his label mates, Pick a Piper, a guy who was in Dan Snaith's band for Caribou. He played with Mr. Dan Snaith. I think he was the drummer for Caribou, and that influence will come through pretty loud and clear. It's a very Caribou-y sounding project, Pick a Piper, which is a great thing. So from their self-titled album, we're going to hear the song All Her Colors, and then after that, some Homeshake from Montreal. Great album, Homeshake. Okay, here is Pick a Piper, and then some Homeshake, and then hopefully we'll get Rennie Wilson on the phone. Here we go.
The
All right, that was Pick a Piper from their new album, Pick a Piper, the song All Her Colors, out now on Mint Records. Well, on the phone, we have Mr. Rennie Wilson. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for calling.
Well, I'm sorry for missing your call.
That's all right. So you told me briefly where you are, and it sounds fascinating. What are you doing right this minute? Hello? I wonder if the call has been dropped. Hello, Rennie? Phone lines still... Are you there? Can you hear me? It sounds like people are talking. Okay. Hi. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play another song. That sounds like a great idea. Okay, so here is Could It Have Been Me from the album Sugar Glider. Oh, is that on the wrong? Is it? No. Okay. There we go. All right. We'll be back. So let's try this one more time. Hello, Rennie?
Hello, how are you?
Good. Okay, very good to hear you. Sorry about that. We're having some technical difficulties on our side.
I understand. So you want to hear where I'm at?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so I'm currently at an auto wrecking yard called Jasper Auto Parts.
Yeah.
It is a very, I guess, large and full of mud place where, like, there's like about a million broken ass cars. Like, these yeah. cars are not pretty at all. And I recently bought a Ford Econoline with the, you know, I had the thought in my mind. It didn't have seats when I bought it, and I thought, that's the most common vehicle on the road.
Yeah.
It'll be easy for me to find some seats.
Right, of
but
course.
After calling several wreckers yesterday, they're all like, impossible to find seats, bro. Impossible to find seats. I'm like, are you serious? That's like the most common like van on the road. Like, how is that possible? And I went to 7 wreckers yesterday. I was like speeding around like a crazy mother, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Trying to find seats. And last night I found some on Kijiji. I found out that the seats, no, this is for all touring bands out there. Here's some advice.
Pro tip.
It's a pro tip. Totally, it is. So Econoline seats from 1992 to 2013 are universal.
Perfect.
So I found some 2012 seats, never been used, on Kijiji, which is the Edmonton version of Craigslist for you Vancouver people out there. And I put it, you know, went and got them this morning. They've never been used, $100. And now I'm buying some old 1994 wrecked seats from a wrecker, from an old wheelchair van for $150. So it's like, you know, there's the contrast there.
Yeah, no kidding.
The only two seats I found in the whole city happened to fit my van. I needed two different sizes. And one is a smaller size, and one's a larger size.
Yeah.
So I've been having a panic attack for the last 2 days because I'm going on tour on Friday.
Yeah.
Or no, on Saturday. And, you know, I'm losing my head, and finally, today was a lot better than yesterday. Yesterday involved a fight with my dad over nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of looking for seats. I actually destroyed my shoes while looking at, like, it's really wet right now in Edmonton because all the snow just melted.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was just walking through these wrecking yards, like, plowing through the mud in my, like, my vintage Reebok squash court shoes.
No!
That wasn't smart. Yeah.
Jeepers
creepers. That's my life right now. It's pretty okay.
Yeah. So all of this is because you're going on tour, which is great news.
Yeah, it's my first time going on tour, which is surprising because I've been playing music for, like, I guess 8 years now, which is, you know, a lot for someone who's 23 years old.
Yeah.
I've only ever played out of Edmonton in Alberta. I mean, I've played in Vancouver and in Kelowna before with other bands, but that's as far as I've ever gone. I guess I played in Austin this year at South By.
Yeah, I saw the Vine. I saw the Vine thing of that.
Yeah, there's some cool Vine.
And you shared a hotel room with my friend Sheena.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
You know her also, huh?
Yeah, yeah. We're pals.
Very small world.
Yep.
Actually, it is a small world. It's so funny when I was in Austin and you're just walking around the street and you see all these bands. Like, I saw more Canadian bands there than I saw anything else.
Right.
And, you know, just run into folks that I know or kind of like, you know, they're friends of friends and stuff like that. Very strange, but I mean, that was the first time I was in South Bay too, so I'm, like, you know, bottom line, I'm a very naive person.
So you had a great time at South Bay? If that was your first time, it must be so overwhelming. How many shows did you play?
I played only two shows.
Okay.
I mean, I guess that's not only. I played two shows, I was fortunate to play two shows.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome.
And I thought it was awesome, but I mean, I think next time I go to South Bay, which I intend on doing, I'm going to try and tour down there. Make a big trip out of it rather than just flying down. Because, I mean, you know, just kill more birds with one Econoline van.
Yes. Good idea. Where are you going on this tour that starts on Saturday?
So we're going to Kelowna, and we're going to Vancouver, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria, Seattle. We got 2 dates in Seattle, 2 dates in Portland. And then we're playing, what is it called? I forgot the name. It's the college town, Northern Washington. You would know.
Olympia?
No. It's right on the...
Spokane?
Right close to the border.
Bellingham. Cool.
It's a place I'd never heard of before, but...
It's a great town. That's where Death Cab for Cutie is from, from what it's worth.
Oh, my favorite band.
And there's an excellent burrito place there called Casa Que Pasa, and you have to get the potato burrito. It'll feed your whole band, or you know, it'll feed a small family.
You know, burritos are like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a food addict. I kind of need to like wash that.
Yeah,
you know.
As soon as you hit the border, suddenly the Mexican food is far superior. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, when you cross the border, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, totally.
Like Bellingham, I mean, is 45 minutes from here.
For terrible food. I mean, forgive me. There are a few good restaurants in here. Anyone who's listening, I doubt anyone's listening to Edmonton right now, so I can say whatever I want. Expensive and bland.
Yeah,
I can say.
Bring it on. Bring on the flavor.
That's where the tacos are at, man.
I'm
telling you. I mean, that's obvious, but you know, I went to the same taco truck like 7 times in the 3 days I was in Austin.
Right.
Blew my little mind. It was rated as Rachel Ray's number one, like top 25 taco places in the United States.
Whoa.
And I actually ended up going to or standing outside of a Rachel Ray party as well.
She has a party every year at South by Southwest, which is crazy.
Yeah, I was standing outside of it. It was terrible band. But there was free beer, and I almost got in there. But I just didn't care at that point. It was my last night there, and I was just like, I was a zombie, a liquor zombie. Because also, I should add, I was in Costa Rica a week before that.
Yeah.
Because my big brother got married in Costa Rica, and at an all-inclusive resort, so I spent 12 or 7 days drinking and stuffing my face, and then I flew to Edmonton, and then I flew to Austin.
You flew over Texas
later. So it was like a freaking, you know, endless plane trip, and I landed in Austin, and as soon as I landed, I bought myself a tall. What do they drink in the States? Like
Lone Star.
Don't they drink Lone Star? Isn't Lone Star the...
Lone Star, right?
Yeah,
I never had that, but I saw that around, Lone Star.
Yeah. It's just like watery, light beer. I mean, but you can drink it all day and not feel drunk.
Oh, no, I did have that. It was good.
Yeah, it's fine.
I like that stuff.
Refreshing.
I don't know. There's something... I mean, I like beer, and I like to try different kinds of beer, I guess, but like typically I just like to drink... watery ass beer.
When it's hot out and you're watching bands, being able to like drink 8 beers and not feel disgusting is great.
Get, like
you're
just totally messed up.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it was, I don't know, that Lone Star stuff. When I was in Costa Rica, we drank this beer called Imperial, I think.
Hmm.
Imperial Cerveza. That's what they say. Yeah. They say beer in Costa Rica. excuse my ignorance. Yeah, it's the same thing. Very crispy beer.
Mm-hmm. Highly crisp. So, you are going to be playing at the Biltmore this coming Tuesday?
Yes, indeed.
What can people expect from a Rennie Wilson show?
Well, if you like my music, thank you.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your fandom. When I play shows, I take it to a comedic place, usually.
Good.
I mean, the music is serious, at least semi-serious. It's not like, you know, totally heartfelt or anything like that, but it's like, you know, it's not, you know, it's not insincere. But, you know, when I play a show, I like to goof around a lot. I mean, I play the songs and I play them well, but, you know, there's always a silly side to the show. So I know some people have been put off by that in the past. But I think those people have a problem, you see, because they just don't want to be entertained.
You're a showman.
I got to be a showman. I got to, like, you know, I got to, you know, whether or not they like it, I got to give them their money's worth.
Exactly.
You know, it's like if you go and see, like, The Transporter, the movie, you know, whether you like it or not, you expect to, like, see a lot of explosions.
Yeah.
You know, like, hear a lot of heavy-ass, like, drum and bass-infused metal.
Are you not entertained?
Exactly. It's like it's entertainment, whether you hate it or love it. I don't know. I can't believe I just compare myself to Transporter. That's abomination.
Yeah, beautiful. and your album is out now on Mint Records and getting a lot of good notice. It's a really fun record. I think it'll be good. You know, good for summertime. Just hanging out. Good times.
Totally. I released it myself on tape cassette last summer, and I was hoping to have it out, like, put it out myself then, but, like, because it's kind of a summer record, right?
ass spit. They ain't ready for the way I get y'all lit. Best believe, they ain't ready. They ain't ready for Big Dipper in the game. Switching gender pronouns, I like to fuck the same. To you it's Mr. Bitch, yeah I know I'm bad. About to pull the switch when I meet your dad. Get this ass pregnant, we gon' make a gay baby. It'll be imaginary, but we'll do it on the daily. Don't mince words, let's be honest. When you look at me, you see a big hairy Adonis. They ain't ready. They ain't ready.
Tuesday, April 23rd at the Biltmore, it's Rennie Wilson, a saxed-out psychedelic disco experience. with special guests Movie Land and Fake Tears. Tickets available at Red Cat and Zulu Records, sponsored by 101.9 FM CITR.
The question, what kind of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues. Live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. For more info, visit thecityfm.org.
That was Gal Grayson from their album Blue Hearts in Exile, the song Mahabone. Gal Grayson playing a bunch of shows on Saturday. They're going to play at Red Cat at 2 o'clock and then at John for a big green burrito party later on. And that, yeah, the bunch of bands playing that. Looks like fun. Young Brazed, I believe. Watermelon, other bands. Good stuff. Also at Red Cat, Pizza Sub. And we heard the song Something Stinks from Pizza Sub from their self-titled EP. They're going to play right after Gal Grayson. So get to Red Cat around 2. Stay till 3:30 at least, if not longer. Enjoy some fun free music. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Rennie Wilson for calling in. If you like what you heard, I'm not sure why. I kid. It was a great show, and I know it in my heart. You can check out the podcast at citr.ca, and you can see the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. I still have one pair of tickets left, so if you want to give a call in, 604-822-2487, you can go to see Rennie Wilson and friends for free on Tuesday. Give me a call. And closing things out, we're going to hear some White Poppy from the Kingfisher Blues Single Side Series. This is the song Mirage Man. White Poppy still cranking out the hits. Love it. Thanks for listening. Have a great record store day, and I shall see you next Thursday. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the radio waves, saying a big hello to CITR 101.9. Listen, sing along.
Explodes my brain.